We're learning the Sukkah. Sukkah. Yeah, there you go. Yeah. The Hilchos Sukkah. Everyone at the Mishnah Berurah help today? No problem. That's not on. It's off. It's on here. Good. Thank you so much. Tough Reish Lamed Tes. Finishing up many issues we discussed earlier based on the Gemaras, had to translate it to Halacha Lemaisa. So it says in the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tav Reish Lamed Tes Siv Gimel, as we learned in the Gemara and the Tosfos, Mikan Ve'elech, after the first night of Sukkos, Rishus, Rotsa Lechel Suda, Soy Mesukkah, Rotsa Eina Ochel, Kol Shiva, Ala Peiris Ukloyers, Chutzah Sukkah, Ochel. You want to eat fruits and vegetables? Fine. No problem. The same as Pesach. Right? As the, if you look at the bear of gold on the side, the Gabina Tezvav, Pesukah from Chag HaMatzah. That's the Gemara of Chavzayin Amud Aleph, which we saw. Sounds like, except for the first night, you can have only fruits and vegetables? The rest of the whole Sukkahs? Says it jumps into Mishnah Berurah. Chav Gimel, wait a minute. Haide b'chol amoyt. Ava b'shabes v'yom tev. Sorech lechol kazayas pas ach lo boy sukkah. We know the shear of sukkah is more than a kibetza, so kazayas is enough for the suda Shabbos. The after b'simin reish tzadi yalav kosev amagon avram the suda Shabbos Torah gamkin kibetza v'yose k'dei le'av yisudas keva hosel the mitzvah b'yam alechat chila uved v'yevid dai b'kazayas. So it's b'yevid dai b'kazayas. That's what it says over here. Fruits and vegetables, chalamoid, on Shabbos and Yom Tov, Shabbos chalamoid, and Yom Tov day, you have to have a suda's pass. But strictly speaking, it's enough to have a suda's pass of kazayas, and the whole idea of kibetza is what we call lechatchila. Lechatchila, it's not absolutely required, according to the Mishnah Berurah over here. Tav Reish Lamed Tes Siv Katan Chav Gimel. Fine. So far, so good. Good. So are we good? Baruch Hashem. Let's now understand Sivkot and Chavdal. This is very, 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 very tricky. This tapakti. If you mashi yadua, das hagro. The mitzvah lechol matzah kol shivas tmei pesach. Kepashle dekro shivas yomim tochlu matzahs. Even though, Rabosai, let's open it back to our Gemara. Please open up Chavzayin and Alf. Let's see what the Gemara says about this pasuk. So yes, they see it again today. The Gemara says, Ma tesvav tesvav, Ma lahalon, Laila rishon chova b'kamel b'shus, Avkan, Laila rishon chova b'kamel b'shus. How you know the first has chova? Berav tok l'matzos, Hakosu k'vov, says Rashi, the first Rashi of the Gemara, the Kan Ve'elech Rishus, the Hachi Alfim Levin Perek Basu the Pesach and Daf Kuf Chof, Sheish the Siyamim Tocha Matas, Yom Ashvi Yaseres, Ma Ashvi Rishus, Avshisha Rishus, Fisha Shvi, Bechlal Shem Asiyamim Tocha Matas, Yotzim in a Klal, people say this every morning, Rav Shmuel Omer, Lama Shachilas Matas Amas Bo, and the Chove, Elim Bos Lechol Tei Achilas Matas, Lo Chomets, Olama Latzma Yotzim the seventh day, Lama Klal Kula Yotzim, except for the first night, where is the pasuk? So okay, it's Rishus. Rashi quotes the Gemara Kuf Chav Pesach. Says the Gemara, but the Torah says Shiva Yom Tov Matzos. That's Pashtei Dekra. Therefore, it's a mitzvah, a kiyum mitzvah, to eat matzah all 7 days of Sukkos. Of Pesach, excuse me. Thank you. That was not bad. That came out bad. Says the Mishnah Berura from the Gra. That's what we know by Pesach. El the mitzvah say achiyuv urak berav. Ma'aseh ken achakach mitzvah b'yam. Says the Mishnah Berura. Efsher to who I din hacha mitzvah lechatchila lechol pas kol shiva yamim ulevarech lechay basur. A suffix. Amazing suffix. A suffix at the Shalom of the Doraisa. According to the Groz, the Mitzvah Lechatchila Doraisa, to have matzah all 7 days of Pesach. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah is wondering, what about Sukkos? So you have to be very careful in understanding what exactly is his suffix. What exactly is his suffix? So I saw this beautiful Sefer, Hilchos Chag B'Chag, he goes basically. Am I use expression? He goes ballistic about this. I don't think that's an exaggeration. We do what he says. Ballistic. Tzarek li'in tuva. Ad rabbi. Besukkos l'chulei alma mitzvah bevada yesh bazeh. More than kiyumis. The gros by Pesach. But when it comes to Sukkos, is mitzvah chiyuvis kol shurotz alechol shechayav lechol basuka. In the kaim according to for sure the mitzvah of basuka says shuvas yamin. For sure 100%. See chayav basuka. The bracha proves it. You make a bracha all 7 days of Sukkos. No bracha all 7 days of Pesach. And he wants to know. So then, what's the shayla mishnah berurah? They have to wash their bread. Faket. Shani sukkah. Shechiyuvu rak kentaduru. That's the mitzvah. If you want to eat kentaduru, Pesach, according to Gra, is a mitzvah kiyumis to eat matzah. When it comes to sukkah, manashach. If you decide you want to eat more than a kibbutz of bread, it's a chiyuv to eat the sukkah. But if you don't want to, he suggests, there's not even an extra kiyum to eat pas in the sukkah. I like potatoes. I don't get any more mitzvah points for eating pas. Seems to me that's exactly what the Mishnah Berurah is not sure about. It's an absolute comparison over here between Pesach and Sukkos. So one could ask the following question. Pesach, we know what the din is. Pesach, first night, you must have a kazayas of matzah. Absolutely must. Berav top of matzahs. The rest, tereshus, says the Gra. Sure, tereshus, technically, but if you eat matzah on Pesach, you get mitzvah points. So now the Mishnah Berurah is mesupik. According to that Gra, if I eat more than a kibbutz of pas, all of Sukkos, do I get mitzvah points or not? Maybe I get mitzvah points. Why? Because it's compared to Pesach. Pesach, if I eat matzah as opposed to potatoes, I get mitzvah points. Maybe on Sukkos. If I eat bread in the Sukkot instead of potatoes, I might also get mitzvah points. It's a carryover from Pesach. That's exactly what I thought the Shiloh was. Not. What is a chiyuv to eat in Sukkot all 7? Of course a chiyuv to eat in Sukkot 7 days. I can sit, I can eat potatoes, I can eat bread, I can sleep, I can learn, I can rest. It's all a kiyum. Is there an additional mitzvah point to have more than kibbutz of pas, because I is pas in the sukkah 7 days, comparable to the Vilna Gaon's mitzvah kiyumis of matzah 7 days? That's how I understood the Mishnah Berurah. Yes.
It's
raining outside. There's no mitzvah to have a kazayis of bread in your house on Sukkos, for sure not. No such thing. No. The only comparison of Pesach to Sukkos is if you're in the Sukkot. That's why some of you have to sit in the rain, only a kazayis. You have to fast half of the air of Sukkos. You have to eat before chatzos. All those nafka minas we had, right? It has to be passed on minat hagimah. That's just yesterday's shiur. It's a mitzvah achila, not a mitzvah yeshiva. Have a question?
Why does Mr. Brewer emphasize that the Ulamar plays with Sukkah? If he's going to put the sheet as a grow, isn't that just because you walk into the Sukkah style?
That's another grow. He has two grows. Very good. The grow held you make a leisha b'sukkah when you just walk into the sukkah. That's a separate shmooze. But we don't pass like that grow. I don't think Mishmur even quotes that grow. He meant to briefly quotes it. It doesn't emphasize it at all. Because no one follows that except for the grow nixon. But it's not an accepted sheet. Chazadish held that way. People who are on a higher level. We're not in such a level. Okay, Rabosai. Let's now take a look in Sivkotin Chof Hei, the Mishnah Berurah. The Rambam says, Vada Laila. Where do you get it from, Vada Laila? We know where he got it from. Pesach. Right? Everyone never learned Arve Pesachim? First staff. First Mishnah. Arve Pesachim Samach Lemincha. The Yochalat Sheyachshach, says Toysus. Till it gets dark. How do you know? For Ochlu es Abosar Balaila Hazeh. As the Chaim says so nicely. If you want to take a yontif early, yontif it is, but it's not Laila. Laila is based upon astronomy. It has to be pitch black. So therefore, the question that applies to Sukkah still, according to the Rambam, says the Mishnah Berurah Chof Hei, Dachila Sukkah B'Laila Rishona, Tumah Dachila Matzah B'Leil Pesach, Dechsim Beretach L'Matzah. That's not the Raya. The Raya is the Bochus Abosa B'Laila Hazeh. Finally, Mishnah Tavshach, V'Birech Ben Hashmoshes V'Yochal Kazayis. Oh, what's Ben Hashmoshes? Safek Yom, Safek Laila. Quotes Bikur Yaakov. Tzorich Lagzar Velechol Kazayis Belaila Vadai. Avol Birchas Leisha Basuka Lo Yavarach Shenis. Why? To Safek Brochos Lahokim. What does that mean? What's that mean? What's the Safek over here? Safek Yom, Safek Laila. But I asked Shaila, we mentioned already yesterday that if a person's mekabel sukkahs early, it's true he cannot fulfill the mitzvah of that night tesvav before it gets dark. But should be no worse than chalamayit. I'm mekabel sukkahs early, so yontif it is. Just not balayla hazeh. Same as you can make a bracha a chalamayit, you should be able to make a bracha leishah b'sukkah even before Shkia, as long as you're Mekabel Shabbos. Right? As long as you're Mekabel Shabbos. Indeed, the Bikur Yaakov, that's the Oruch HaNer, it's quoted over here, says, if you make a bracha on Leishah b'sukkah before Shkia, he claims that you would have to make a bracha again after it gets dark. I have very big doubts about that. Because the Leishah B'Sukkah was a good bracha. It's no worse than Tosefes Yom Tov. True, it's not on the mitzvah chiyuvis aspect. But does that require a new bracha? Maybe the Bikur Yaakov is working with an assumption that the mitzvah chiyuvis aspect requires a new bracha. Tetzvav is a new bracha. So in Bein HaShmoshes, when maybe you fulfilled it, maybe it's considered to be Laila, so therefore you would not make a new bracha. But if you ate before Shkia, in Leisha B'Sukkah, he said, you have to make a new bracha after Tzeis. Why? Because even if you fulfill the mitzvah Kiyumis, the mitzvah Kiyumis requires a new bracha. How do you do that? That's what the Bikur Yaakov seems to be assuming. Unbelievable. It's a chiddush to me. I mean, it made Leisha B'Sukkah. It's legitimate, because Tosef is young. Except Tosefes Yom Tov is not Balayla Hazeh, so you can't fulfill Tetzvav. Same thing as tomorrow, same thing as Chalamayim. Maybe now you're going to a higher level of Chiyuv Tetzvav. You need a new bracha. That's a big chiddush to me. You make the same bracha on the Chiyuv first night as you make in Chalamayim in the afternoon. Since when you have to make a brand new bracha because you went from Chiyuv to Chiyuv? Lo Mevin. Seems to be the understanding of the Bikur Yaakov. Got it? So, Abakasha, I mean, it's not Kasha, I'm just hard to assume that he's right. But he says so, he says so. Who could argue? Okay. Next, Chavav. V'yochal kodem chatzos laila. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Tumir de matzah de binan shiochlenu kodem chatzos. As you see in Tuf Ayin Zayin Sefav. Everyone knows why? Who knows why? Whose opinion? Who else the chatzos? Rabbi Akiva. Akiva says all night. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. He says that you can only fulfill the mitzvah of Pesach, the bosai of matzah, Pesach, matzah, all the, only until chatzos. That's what he says. Furish Gemara Pesach. So it extends to Sukkah according to this opinion. Watch this. Uva diyeved. Im lo'achal konu chatzos. Chayev lechal achal chatzos. Why? The gab of matzah din ha'achi. At least we won't submit to a fine sign. Maybe Rabbi Kiva is right. V'yuchal levarech leishet besukkah. Why not? It's no worse than chal amayin. Look at the beautiful sharatzin. It's what I told you before. Look at nun and sharatzin. V'lo havi k'monin matzah deina yochal levarech alachilas matzah l'achal chatzos. Da'acha. Lo griya mishar yome. And I tainted that ben hashmoshes and even Hosef has said before is also lo griya mishar yome. That's what I think. Okay, just bring it to your close attention. Vayter v'yuchal levarach leishet besukkah v'rak she'oz dino k'mo shar yome sukkah she'en levarach leishet besukkah ad she'yochal yoser mi kibetza nun aleph. Shema over his man chovos or shlav rishona, so it's like chalamayin. You need a kibbet more than a kibbet. So, okay, that makes perfect sense. Perfect sense. Gevaldik. Okay, gevaldik. Gevaldik. Kavik kazayis. You say savik brachos lahakol. Maybe it's too late. Now we go to chav zayin. What does it say? You shouldn't eat erev sukkos mechatzos ve'elach to be able to eat the besukkah l'tayyavim. Like matzah, says the Mishnah Berurah. Ha'achronim hiskimu ladina. Dena osur ki im betchilas shor revius acha chatzos hayom. Not samach lemincha gedola. We'll call it 12 o'clock on the calendar, but samach lemincha ktana 3 o'clock. Kimosha pasuk amechave besimetaf ayin aleph ayin shom. We call prote adinim. However, Hashem, Trama Monin Lechob Alayel B'Tayavim, Shayach Gam Kam. So why did Ramah say Chatzos over here? Who did he quote, Rabbi Osai? The Maharil. But the Maharil, the Shitaso, holds Samach Mincha Gdola by Pesach too. But Ramah and Pesach Paskins, like Rov Paskin, Samach Mincha Gtani, it's a paradox. He's more Makra by Erev Sukkos, which is only a Shaila we saw in Yerushalmi, than by Erev Pesach itself. It's so hard to understand why he should do that. So some want to say what kinds of tirutzim. Maybe on Sukkos. No, let's leave it. There are tirutzim on both sides, but I want to get to, it's not my point today. We'll get to the tirutzim. There are tirutzim. Don't think Ramon made a mistake. Yes, what's your question? No, he said before you shouldn't. That's the Mishnah Berurah. You have to have more than the kibbetza after chatzos. I'll tell you a story. My first few years in Riverdale, I had no sukkah. I lived in a house with trees. I couldn't make a sukkah. So either I ate in the shul sukkah usually. There was a fellow who dived in our shul. He lived across the street from me in an apartment building, and he made a sukkah. Once, I ate in the shul sukkah, first night sukkahs. It was raining. So we'll see. So what do you do if it's raining? So we'll see. See it shortly. That the... before I tell you the story, let's see it inside. Let's turn to Mishnah Berurah, Lamed Hay. I don't know, I'm jumping with it. The story shouldn't proceed, it didn't. The Ramah writes... Laila Rishona to our level because I was Pesukah Af Im Kshamim Yorub. Says the Mishnah Berurah, after mitzvah machlas hageshem. From mitzvah potter misukum. From behold, la'el rishona the stars chay. We saw the run. Acherim. What's the reason? Tesvav, tesvav, legamer garminim. Tesvav, tesvav. Period. That's what it says. Vida, other gedol rishonim disagree. Disagree. So some achronim say you have to eat the chazais in the sukkah, the rain. Leishe b'sukkah lo yavarech. Suffolk brachos lehakel, lehakel. That's a major problem, Rav Moshe. A major, major, major problem. We'll call it conflation. Different sheets are conflated. That's a problem. Take a look, Rav Moshe, in the Sharatzim. Samach Aleph. No, can't be. Samach Gimel. Gedolei Rishonim say no. First, I think the other night. Rashba, Ravid, Tosfos, and the Gra says that's what we follow. Mr. Brewer conflated the Rashba, the Ravid, and Tosfos and Brachos. Rabosai, it ain't so. That's just not so. It's just not so. I'll show you the sources. Not everyone has a tour. We'll see the tour in the course of Beis Yosef. We'll see the Rashba and the Ravid. He quotes it right there on the spot. Watch. Watch this. Take a look. Mean by Yosef. Well, let's see. 1 second. Here we go. So let's be discussing. Beis Yosef. Here we go. Right here in front of us. Quotes the Poskim who say, if it rains the first night, you have to sit in the sukkah. Acherim in the Ran, we saw this yesterday. Against the Rashba. Right, so the Tshuva, Eidim et star, Kshamim, Chayav lechel v'sukkah, Afil l'alarishim, the Teshuva came to the Duru Arminim, L'olam lo, Chiva Torah lechel v'sukkah, and we heard no raya. Who else holds like the Rashba? The Ravid. Why? See, the Rashba and the Ravid hold, as the Mishnah Berurah quotes accurately, there's no difference between the first night and any other night. Ain't the chalak. Tosfos? I showed you the Tosfos yesterday. Do you remember? You forgot by now. That's correct. Did he say the same thing? Absolutely not.
He said that you have to wait, or you should wait. Shas,
you're potter. But once it stops, you have to go back. That's not what the Rashba and the Ravid said. So how in the world did the Mishnah Berurah conflate these two opinions? It's a pella. Tell us, look at Tosfos over here. What does it say in Tosfos? Rabbeinu Yehuda says, where is he? Yarduk Shamim, 8 out of the sukkah, im kad yantif enough, done. But imishul sukkah, yantif rishin, so lazov alechel besukkah, the achar sheyifsku aksham tesvav tesvav, shayamim no. How in heaven's name did the Mishnah Berurah say over here? Watch this. The Gdolei Rishonim who say, no, ein lechalek, Gdolei Rishonim, l'shayam. Who's that? Rashba, Raivin, Tosfos. Ayin Begra, Shekosav Sheikah, who came? Which, what's Cain? Cain who? Cain who? We saw what the Gra said. Who the Gra all like? Remember? Like Tosfos and Brachas. That after it stops raining, gotta stay up all night, we'll see, and go to the sukkah. So there's a peladik of Mishnah Berurah. He puts the Gra with the Tosfos in the same camp as the Rashba and the Raivin. Lashon and Aleph. The Rashba and Raivin say that the first is like any other night, and the Gra and the Tosfos and Brachos say, no. You don't see why while you're in the sukkah, while it's raining, come back later and eat in the sukkah. It's a pela on the Mishnah Berurah. Understand? The Achronim asked this kasha. Mishnah Berurah is very shver. Very, 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 very shver. Okay. Yeah.
All three of them agree, though, that you don't eat in the sukkah while training.
That's true, too.
And that's exactly what Mishnah talking about.
So that's the only answer to Mishnah Berurah. They have a common thread. They all agree to that. But they don't agree to each other.
No, that's the main focus, though. The main focus
okay.
is that there are those who say you should eat while training, and then there are those who say that you shouldn't eat while training.
Okay.
If those three, that's the commonality is exactly what you're
correct, then you are right. That's the commonality. But the say the same shita that ain't the chalek klal bin lala bishon and shayom. But that's not true. Kol tosas of the grow. There is a chilek. Not to have seen the sukkah while it's raining. You have to wait till it stops raining. Oh. Speaking of stop raining, so you're supposed to wait, not wait. Let's discuss that now. It's very important. It should never happen to us. Rabbi say it should never happen. It rains on the first night sukkahs. But it's happened in the past. Story I'm going to tell you from over 40 years ago, but before we get to that story, what are you supposed to do? Let's take a look at Mishnah Berurah. He tells you what to do, right? Watch. Zachronim say you got to do this in the rain, but don't make leshem besukkah. Why? Suffolk brachos lahavdil. So far so good, I can live with that. Now comes the impossibility. Old kosu. Who's this? Samachay and Sharatzim. Chayod, Kur Yaakov. Where'd they get it from? Mogad Avram, Resh Peites, Shiyamtin at Chatzos Laila, Ulayaviolok the Kiddush. We'll see that soon. It's on the Ma'am Akhamis. Old Kotzvu. The Roy, next page. Lahamtin at Chatzos Alaila, Pen Yavar Hageshim. The Yavar, if it stops raining, Ikones Basuka, the Yavarach Birchos Leisha Basuka, the Yochel, the Yosef Zan Bissa say, L'chulei Alma. What? Wait till Chatzos Laila. Says Sharatzi and Samavav, don't understand this either. The Yosef Mechatzos Lo Yamtu. This man Achila Suda Rishona, Ulechatchila, Gamke Ragana Chatzos. Every Friday night. Rebbeinu Shel Oila. Every Friday night? Here it's much more serious. Here, what you saw before. You have to eat before Chatzos because Tetzvav, Rav Lozman and Azariah Shita. Wow, what's going on over here? What do you mean, wait till Chatzos? You can't wait till Chatzos. You got to eat a little bit before Chatzos. Pile ploy. Says Sharatzi and Samazayim, Bimitztair Barov or Beshena, Adayam Tanaso, Ubifrat. She has been etzel orchem anim, who mistam lo ochlu kol ayom him tevim lechol mistarim, ein ol hamtin. The b'manashach, im itstar chayev, vada yochol lechol v'yotze b'zeh, v'sasa saving in the rain. Im itstar potter, gam kein, yochol lechol, mistar is potter. And if it's anim, it's a serious question. Bal tiachav anim. Anim are not required to go fulfill all the shittas, he says. Only rich people have to keep all the shittas, not poor people. Okay, interesting concept over here. That's what he says. Now, what exactly is the case of the Mogad Avraham? Anyone see the Mogad Avraham yet? It's on the Maram HaKamos. Didn't see it yet? Nobody? Guys, you have to be ahead of me. You asked me to hurry up so I can get to Shmini Atzeres. You're not in front of my Maror Mekoymus. Okay, you have a whole weekend between now and Sunday Shia to catch up. Now you're playing catch up because I accelerated the pace at your request. Okay, not a mind. Mogan Avraham. Siman Reish Pei Tes. Watch this. Look. Ain lo pas, he has no wine, he has no bread. Eat something else without Kiddush. Yeah, you can't help it. What are you gonna do? Okay. What about Kiddush? All right. Shmon Esrei is Kiddush. Good. Oh. Lo omru bas tovas. Who knows what those two words mean? Aramaic. Bas Tovas. Amemar fasted all night. Went to sleep hungry. He had no wine for Abdullah. That's only for Abdullah. Yerali, the mitzapa sheviu lo wine. Yamda kaponim al chatzos laila. In the morning, not necessary. We'll learn those who take it eat before Kish in the morning. Bekitza, you have to wait until Chatzos. Why?
Why?
Let's take a look. Watch what it says. Psalm Kuzayim, right? There was no wine. Lon Betainis called out. He slept, went to bed hungry. Oh. With Chatzos. He ranks out the Mogan Avraham. Has no roots, has no onuf, has no branches. Forget it. Says the Machta Shekha, how dare you? He'll be derived from the Tur, Kupe Beis, who says as follows. The Kevon, the Birchas are Muslim, Tol, and Kos. We don't pass it this way. You know what it means? You can't bench without a cup. One day like that, the Gemara. Watch this. Lo yochal. Lo mitzape. If you expect to get a cup later on, don't eat. Wait till the cup of wine comes so you can bench with a cup of wine. Efshe sheyilo. I feel him tzorech lavar zman achila echot. You gotta miss one meal. How do you know? As you see, Ameima, lon betainis. He missed lava malka because he didn't want to eat without a wine for Abdullah. Kevin should be birchas amazon to nakos and chiluk minol Abdullah. End quote. Pesach Yisrael quotes it. No, maybe didn't eat all night. So what do you mean? Saga lavim is man sudachas. He the whole night. He holds. Really, Amema could have eaten at midnight if he had no wine. Hatch, it's against all YU boys. Ein darga shem yodam lechol bechatzos halayla. I'm told the place they're opening at 2:00. I'm told that this, what they call sababa, whatever it's called. It's open till 2 in the morning. The YU boys never learned about this mogad avra, this machzat shekel. Maybe that's not bnei yodam, the yeshiva boys. The bnei yodam don't eat after midnight, but the yeshiva boys have a different category. Okay. No offense, yeah. Umisvara, Sfirule, Latur, the Sagim, Yava Surachas. Mogan Avraham, Tarnab. Do you have Tarnab? This you should have in front of you. Those who brought, who has a big Shulchan Aruch? No? You have it? No, not Mishnah Berurah, only the Mogan Avraham. I'll show it to you on the screen. I see Raya, it's on the Maror Mekoymus. Misimin Reish Tadav Sif Gimel. Let's take a break from this. We'll come back, right? Look at Mogan Avraham. Tarnab, watch. Dalit. Watch this. Mi sheba baderech umetzapa sheyava lemokom lulav mashma lechora tzorech lav azman achil achas ad sheyitlenum. That's what you eat before you take lulav. So you skip a meal till you get to the lulav. How do you know? Kuf pei bei sif aleph reish tani vav sif gimel miyu hagos maimini said if ein lo yayin kos the kiddush ocha below kiddush also sounds b'shabbos. So chalamoid can't be misana. So therefore, not more than chatziyo. So if you have no lulav, you must eat before chatzos. This is what he's referring to over here. Watch this. Kevin that tur medame birchas amazon leman damatuna kos lavdala. No, the Rambam says who adin eshadamas kiddush lavdala. Fine. So you have kiddush lavdala, and you have birchas amazon to the kos. Watch this. Fine. Came a tour cost in Birchasamazim, the Saga Yahoo Sud Aras, talk to my Kiddush, Al Chatzos, Ostorak Lechol, the Kayim, Sudas, Shabbos. This is where Chatzos comes from, Rabbi Osai. And therefore, over here it says in the Chronim, based on the Magen Avraham, here too. I do not understand. Don't get it. You have to wait till Chatzos, maybe it'll stop raining. We'll hope it. Hold on. Thank God, many disagree. Watch, Baruch Hashem. V'yesh me'achronah shekosu, back in Mishnah Berurah, te'ein kedai lahamten kolkach, te'miyamten l'achilas b'nei b'yisal agdolim v'aktanim, ein l'chom et niyas simchas yontem yosim mizeh. Agreed. Elirava primigonim, tinsit l'chatzos, rak what? Shoshtayim. You keep your kids for an hour or two from eating. That's not mistar. And how about even the quote grown-ups? I don't understand this. Lo pasku yas as kiddush basuka, as Rambam says. In my humble opinion, should eat immediately. Take a look in the Sharatim we saw. Even 1 or 2 hours. In my opinion, everyone is mitzar 1 or 2 hours. Everyone. Now, it's true the Meman of Shach of the Sharatzian, Sam of Zion, is suspect. Why? Because we could say a mitzar in the sukkah is worse than a mitzar before the sukkah. Or the way the gruff phrase that you saw yesterday, the sukkah is no sukkah. You said before, someone said yesterday, the sukkah is no sukkah. You saw it, it's not from the Rashba, it's the grow himself. So what? I recommend you eat in the sukkah immediately. What's wrong? What is wrong? What's wrong? What's the reason to wait? What's the reason? We saw the reason to wait. It says, if you wait till it stops raining, you make a leish of the sukkah, be great. What happens if you go into the sukkah right away? You can't make a leish of the sukkah. Okay. So you wait. And when it stops raining, then you make a leish of the sukkah. So what's the big deal? What's the tragedy if you eat, you go inside your sukkah right away, make kiddush in the rain, have a kazayas chal in the rain, go inside, finish your meal, and sit with a safe and wait up. Till it stops raining. If it stops raining, you make a leish of a sukkah and more than a kibetza. What did you lose? What did you lose? You know what you lost? One thing. You lost one thing. Number one, two things. Maybe you fulfilled the mitzvah to say without a bracha, as yesterday's shiur. Shlomo Zalman's kasha from Tzitzis in the Taz, Talas and Slichas, number one. Number two, you went against the Gemara. Jewish against the Gemara. Sure, the last daf of Masechta Sukkah. The last daf. Daf Nun Vav. Hilchasa. Sukkah. Vachakach Zman. You first make a Leishim B'Sukkah. Then Shech Yom. We discussed that a little bit yesterday, but the first night. Second, we'll come to that Sukkah. Is that such a tragedy? It was raining. Raining. Sukkah Chaksman is in a normal year when it's not raining. When it's raining, so you can't open. It's raining. It's not such a serious thing. Eating before Kiddush or Abdullah without cost of Yod Birchas Muntul Kos. Take a look at us in the Shari Tshuva over here. Shari Tshuva. The cotton Yud Gimel is called the My Print. Quotes Lichute Maril, Churma Lahamdin Achatzos. Chuvas Maril, he says, Loris Rabos and Hanogen Kach, Chuvas Iker, Milsa Betama, Im Yam Te Machilas Mei Beis Agdol Maktan, Eilu Chomeni Asim Uzion of Yosim Izeh. Kol haposchim lo iskiru kamtana zu la'anos nefesh b'yomtev. Period. That's all. He right away. Don't say an hour or two. He right away. That's why I pass him all the time. It rains, eat right away. Yes, I'm listening.
So Mishnah Berurah suggests waiting till, at least according to Tamil, that thrown until wait till Katzos, so you can kind certain shoulder.
Let's first read the Ramaz. Let's read the Ramaz.
Lush.
I
don't have.
Yeah.
We said it's Zeir Shabbos Lagam. So then, even after Katzos, you're already in this stage of suffering, and you wouldn't be able to drop anyone. So I don't have.
Very good. You're right. So why wait? They may wait until just before Chatzos.
Yeah, maybe.
That's what I understood. But hold on. The Lush of the Ramah. Halayla Rishona Tzorach Lechol Kazayas Pasukah Af Im Ksham Im Yardin. Then he says, V'yikadesh Pasukah V'yishayom Azman Shechiyonu Ala Sukah. Says the Mishnah Berurah. It's Efkot Lamed Vav. Ratzaloma. V'chor Ohel Asas Lehepach Shikadesh Babayitz V'yom agam kein shechiyonu lazman hazeh v'yokal kol sudosu shom rak besiyum ha-sudah v'konis l'sukah v'chokazay ha-shom. That's where I'll be normal. Ella d'bezeh v'yot sorach l'vorach o'lam o'd b'yuchas hazman v'shem sukah v'enoch l'habas b'brochas one shechiyonu v'yonu one shechiyonu v'sukah. Kach tov yosef shikadesh betchila besukah v'yekoy birchas man ala sukah gamke brackets tafilu im neima the potter oz misukah v'kongom yotzim bezeh v'logriya da bezeh v'libirach shechiyonu b'chol b'shas asiyah besukah v'yotzim bezeh. That's a mefurish gemara sukah ayes v'sidi gemara taf mem vav amin aleph. See again. Mem Vav Amud Aleph. Top line. Hosalula, fine. Fifth line. Hosasukal Yatzmo, Omer, Baruch Shechiyonu, Vikimonu, Bechur. When? When do you build the sukkah? Today. The sukkah today. Today. Today's exactly 3 weeks before sukkahs. Those are good yekas, they build early. Today. You make a Shechiyonu. That's what he says. Even though it's not admitting for reasons we'll get to, but saying a bracha shechiyonu the first night of Sukkot in the rain is no less than saying shechiyonu today chof gimel elul when you're building a sukkah. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. Yeah. L'chein tov, yosef, etc. Brackets, fine. V'yocha b'suka kazayas. U'shar sudasa yocha b'beiso. V'posku akshamim. I feel like for a berach birchas amazin alachila akutemis. Tzorach lechol ora pan v'shir kebeitzim ad yosef b'suka. U'levarech l'esha b'suka k'lotzeis dasa poskim svilu ain a yot in my shoga mat base I get may ridic so far about sight so good so far so good oh yes why not you make sure on shruis there's no so good yot the requires shachiyan doesn't matter every yot the requires shachiyan Rosh Hashanah boy says shachiyan. We don't like that. We try to kill, forgive the expression, please. Kill to my shachiyon. We live. Kill two birds with one stone. Please forgive me for that. Inappropriate expression. The one shachiyon should be for the yontif, like on Shavuos and Rosh Hashanah, and also for the mitzvah sukkah. Shana, we can't do that, because the mitzvah shofar is by day. Like a seven shachiyon on shofar. Shavuos is no other mitzvah. All the other, there's no other mitzvah. Right? Yes?
Why does Mr. Rose say that it's low drama? As in, if when you're making a sukkah, you make a shachiyon, then okay, you just did a mice and you're making a welcome to the gun. But if you're putter from sukkah and the sukkah is already made, why is that?
So you're saying it is gara?
Seemingly.
Okay. So you think he thinks not that way? Well, I hear your point. Your point is well taken. Very well taken. Let's take a look first in the Shaar Tzion, and then we'll see if we have a chance to see what you said. So the Shaar Tzion Samach Ches. It stops raining. The Ben Shrei have to go back into the sukkah. Even after Chatzos. Because some say you go to the mitzvah, you know, like Rabbi Kiva Shita. Samach Tes. Kazayis. You can't make the sukkah. Why not? Those all mitzvahs, Chayabal El Vishona, you can make the mitzvah in the rain. Now it's like the rest of sukkahs. Kimelash Mesukah only more than Kabetza. Correct. Again, correct. Fine. What if you went to bed already? You waited. Still ready. Go to sleep. Watch this now. My story is about to come. Who kshadayin? Sorry, I take a look at my story. For who kshadayin lo shachav? I'm in the Mishnah Berurah, Lamed Vav, with a small eye in this. Avon for shachav, ein tzorach lokum min amita. Why? The yim mitzvah chayev break for yochad v'achilas in the rain. The mitzvah potter ain't tzara lokum in amita, as it says in Siv Zayin, the sword in Gemara. Stop. Is this true? I don't think it's true. Why not? Come on, Rabbi, we went a few times. Why do I think it's not true?
It's not
Two different mitzvahs. One's a mitzvah in the sukkah. One's a mitzvah to get to the sukkah. We spoke about this at great length. For example, Bikur Yaakov said, mitzvah in the sukkah, you cannot make a bracha. Mitzvah to get to the sukkah, you can make a bracha. And the Vilna Gaon said, it's not a mitzvah, the sukkah in the rain is no sukkah. But now there is a sukkah at 2 a.m. So here's my story. Since I hold that the Mishnah Berurah is not true, I had a practice that I preached. So this goes back, again, it goes back more than 40 years ago. Rain. We followed my psak, the shul sukkah, went to the sukkah, we had kiddush, we had hamotzi, finished the meal in the downstairs inside of the sukkah, went home, went to sleep, it's still sun. At 2:30, 3:30 in the morning, I wake up, look out the window, a full moon, Tetzvav, no? A full moon. Obviously, no more clouds, no more rain. So, I went to the, tiptoed out of the bedroom, went to the kitchen, took a nice big challah roll, more than sugar beitza, and I had no access, I didn't want to walk away to shul, it was one across the street, and it was a sukkah. So I washed, Tilsa Dayan. I'm going across the street, get to the sukkah. Locked. Can you get in? What I did was climb the fence. Kid you not. I don't know if I can do it now 40 something years later, but then I was able to climb the fence, jumped over, went into the sukkah, made a leisha basukkah and had a whole cholera and I benched, climbed back over. I think I was able to get, I'm not sure if I had to climb back over again, I don't remember anymore. I had to climb twice, only once, and I came back and went back to sleep. Called to the Vilna Gaon. I think I did a great thing. She was after Chatzos, but if you have more than kibbutz, you can make a leisha basukkah. According to the Mishnah Berurah, I was an idiot, right? The Hedget. He said, I'll put them in a dove, a manasha. I didn't hold it, even 40 years ago, I thought it wasn't right. I haven't changed my mind for 40 years. That's the story I wanted to tell you. Great story. One more thing over here. Sha'atzi and Ayin. Chayodan Reisi, Shekosa, the royal, Aham, to call a Laila. Stay up all night. Which I think is wrong. That's what it said. The Ma'aser Rav. Okay. Rabbi Isai, those are my stories. There's much more to say, yes?
Isn't that sort of just going with the idea that once, like, just like you say, once you normally, if you're in your house and you're starting to meal, you're not required to go out once it's self reading? So, too, once you're sleeping in bed,
what will happen if you hold that tesvav is complete? There's no ptur mitzvah. So you'll say, I already fulfilled the mitzvah in the rain. No, in the rain is worse. A mitzvah in the sukkah, according to the Gra. When it rains, it's no sukkah. Now it's 3 a.m. It is a sukkah.
It's only assuming you won't Mr. Rose hold it when it's raining and it's still a sukkah.
Apparently.
But then it makes sense. If you hold
it. No, it still makes no sense. Without that.
Why not?
Because when I ate the sukkah, I was with star while I was eating. It's raining on me.
But if you hold the star's high, then you're high.
You could say the following distinction. With star when it's raining mamish. And I'm at star while I'm eating the sukkah. Potter. Even Leil Tesvav. But, same as Tosa said, you have to wait until the rain stops, then go to the sukkah. Tosa's brochas mentes in the base. Right? We saw it today. Right? So now, too, if I wait till 3 a.m. and I wake up, I didn't set an alarm. I woke up at 3 a.m. I saw a full moon. It's my fault. Right outside my window. So am I mechuyev to do it? Not sure if I'm mechuyev to do it. I can argue I'm mechuyev to do it too. You can take away because maybe it's after chatzos, it's fakus, no cause it's fakus. Maybe you're a mechuyev to do it. Maybe you're mechuyev to do it. We have to see, not now, the psak we have before chatzos, where that comes from. That comes in a doraisa, like a Moshe ben Azariah, or is it syog? Who learned the first mission in Brachos? Yeah, anyone learned the first mission? It's a siyog. So it could be passed as a siyog, in which case, like when Leo's kids came back late from their party, he told them to say Krishna. So we should go into the sukkah after chatzos. That's not for now. Right. Correct. Also, Achilas Kachaman, it also is in there. I think so. Yeah.
Rabbi said that an hour or two is even the start. Is that the Abgo, like one has kids? Because
my humble opinion, everyone's a mistake. They may blame it on the kids. Oh, God, I can't. Kids, my kids can't. I can wait 2 hours, no problem. My kids. they're just lip service. They also mitzvah. They want to have a sugyot to go to sleep. They have a busy day. Can't they relieve? I still pass it the same way, ignoring everybody here. Go right into the sukkah right away, make kiddush, have a motzi, eat the whole meal. Hopefully by the time you finish eating, it's stopped raining. Go out and have a kibbeitz pas. What? With a leisha b'sukkah. More than kibbeitz pas. If it's still raining, I would say go to sleep. If you go to sleep early, a better chance. Well, not yeshiva guys. They always think they have a late, different schedule. But if you're a non-yeshiva guy, go to sleep early, there's a chance to wake up before Los HaShachar. You can make a bracha, a leisha b'sukkah, on a more than kibbeitzah, ad, as they sing, ad alos alos hashachar, right? After that, you shouldn't be eating before shachar, so just forget the whole thing's over. It's not the tetzvav anymore. I did it 3 in the morning, probably going to put alos hashachar now. 5 in the morning, something, whatever it is. So yeah, you have till 5. You go to sleep at 11. If you have an impetus, you get it before 5. Nope. That's my story. Both say we'll stop here. I'll talk about the parsha. We have and about other Yom of Yom Naron coming up. It's on Sunday, regular time, 11:30. We will continue this discussion. Yes. You got to see whenever you go to sleep. Hopefully, you wake up in the morning early, because now it's raining. Unless you can look at the sky. One exception. We should do before Yontif, put on AccuWeather. The hour by hour forecast. Now, my father, Zal, used to call these weathermen either Nevi'e HaSheker or Nevi'e HaBaal. One of the depends on what it is. Afal Pikein, having said that, they have some measure of accuracy. AccuWeather, Kishmo Kenu, some measure. If the AccuWeather says it's going to stop raining at 1 o'clock, so wait up. If it's going to go rain until 4 o'clock, you're not going to snake it. Go to sleep now at 11, and wake up at 4. Even, in my opinion, you're allowed to set it along. Yeah, I'm against the alarms of Shabbos Yom Tov usually. Because the Shabbos Mitzvah to say the Raisa potentially. So if AccuWeather said it's going to stop raining at 4 o'clock, set your alarm. Whenever I lost a shachar, it's 5. It's 5 something. Set for 4:30. Set your alarm. You get up. Wash. I'm more than kibbeitz pas. Bench. You guys can still go back to sleep. At my age, we stay up for learn or anything, but you guys, I'm sure, can go back to sleep for another 4 hours until chakras. And have a mitzvah d'oraisa. Let's call it the samshitas. All right, got it? We'll have to stop here because I want to talk about the parsha. And I want to discuss the very famous shayla on Sunday of the second night. I was going to talk about it today, but then we go. I won't get to the parsha. A Sunday shayla about the second night. And other important things. Lina. One is Chazar Rashi, Pashas Vayelech. Pasuk says, very beginning of Vayelech. Moshe calls Yoshua, tells him Chazak v'amatz, ki ato tovo es ha'om hazeh. What's the English translation? For you shall come with this people to the land, says Rashi. Targumo, im, with. Moshe Amal Yeshua, zekena shebedar yiu imcha. Hakol lefidaton vatzosim. You're the leader, it's true, but you got to follow the zekena, the elders. So we'll call Yeshua the first among equals. There are elders, Kenan, Tamid HaChamim, and you're the head of them. Go with them. Avla Kodesh Baruch Hu Amal Yeshua, at the very end of Parshas Vayelech, though Parshas is pretty short, Pasuk, this is Pasuk Zayin, 16 Pesukim later, Pasuk Chav Gimel, Eitzavis Yeshua, Chazak V'matz, Ki Ato Tovi, not Tovo, Tavi es b'nei Yisrael. You will bring them, says Rashi. Tavi al kocham, hakol toli b'cha, tul makel, Fahachal kotkodon. Right? Dabar achad ledor. Lo shnei daborim ledor. It's 1 liter. Bang him over the head. Get it done. What's this? Moshe was wrong. Hashem corrected him. What? Huh? Moshe was wrong. How do you explain this? It's my question. I'd like to answer this question, Parshas Vayelech, based on a question way back in Parshas Pinchas. In Parshas Pinchas, Rashi tells us, Kevin Shema Moshe, Shama Lo Amokom, Tain Nachlas Slavchad Libnosov, Omar Higia Shah Sheetba Sorochai. She asked for my needs. What's that? She Yirshu Bonai Eskidulos. That my sons should inherit my greatness. Omla Kodesh Baruch Hu. Lo kach also the machshava lefonei. Kedai Yoshua mito schar shimusho shelo mosh mitoch ha'ol. 3 questions. 1. Moshe is one of his own private needs. Moshe Rabbeinu. 2. He didn't know that his sons couldn't light a candle to Yeshua ben Nun. 3. The previous Rashi says, Vayda'a Moshe, Lodiya shvachon shel tzadikim, sheneftorim en olam, menichim tzorchon, ve'oskim betzorchei tzibur. What is it? Is it tzorchei tzibur or is it tzorchon? 3 questions. I'm going to answer all 3 questions. Moshe Rabbeinu wore 2 hats. Moshe Rabbeinu was the king. The king. Moshe Rabbeinu was the king. The king of Klal Yisrael. He had a din of a melech. Melech. Moshe Rabbeinu was the melech of Klal Yisrael. Dover Acher. No, not here. Some say pshat that Vayibishu and Melech refers to Moshe Rabbeinu, but there were other sources that Moshe didn't have a Melech. He was the leader. He was also, as we well know, the Avbezin. Esli Shivim Ish Mizikna Yisrael Ba'al Oscha Moshe Agaben. Moshe knew full well that his sons could not become Avbezin. Forget about it. They weren't qualified. What he asked for instead was that his son or sons, should become the king. Were they the most qualified people of Klal Yisrael to become the king? No. So why did he ask for it? So Rashi says in Parshas Shoftim, and the Parshas Lamelech, who bonov bekerav Yisrael, says Rashi, listen to the words of Rashi, Magid, shebeno hogon lemalchus, who called them lechol adam, presumably even others who are more qualified. And why is that so? To avoid machlokes. If you have a dynasty, it can be machlokes in the family, that's true too. But at least it's only 1 or 2 people, I don't know how many sons there are, to fight. If everyone gets a chance, they'll fight like crazy. He wanted his son to be king, to divide the responsibilities. To be a king, that'll be his son. Minabez will be Yeshua. That was his master plan. We understand now why. It's Tzorcho. His son should become the king. But Tzorche Tibur to avoid fights. What did Hashem say? Lo kach also b'machshav olafana. What does that mean? This is what it means, Rabbi Yosef. You know, Moshe Rabbeinu saw the whole future. He knew very well that there was in the history of the Jewish people, in practice, separation of church and state. I use that expression. The Abbezin was not the Melech. The Rambam counts 40 generations from Moshe Rabbeinu to Ravashi. 40. Of the 40, to my recollection, only 3 served in the dual capacity. Moshe Rabbeinu, Yeshua, and David HaMelech. That's what I recall. It's less than 10%. So Moshe thought that the ideal situation is separation of church and state. Hashem said, Lo kach also the machshava lefona. As I'll explain to you shortly, also the machshava means an ideal. I want to keep church and state together. I want Yeshua to have both titles. Both titles. That's my plan A. And we understand very well this week's parasha, Vayelech. No mistake. Moshe Rabbeinu said, Ata tovo, in your capacity of what? Abezdin. Right? Canaan should be with you. And at the end, Tovi, capacity of Melech. One king. Bang. Bang over the head and get it done. Follow me? You with me? We answer the kasha to Rashi. This is Parsha Vayelech. This answers another kasha. Back in Parshas Pinchas, Hashem says to Moshe, Kachas Yeshua Benun, V'samachta es yodcha olof. Put your hand, singular, on him. What happened at the end of the day? Last pasuk. V'yismoch es yodov olof. He put both hands on him. What's happened? What's this? Says Rashi. V'ayin yofer. Yosef Yibashim Mitztave. He said one hand, he put two hands. What did he accomplish with two hands? He made him a kli, mole v'godush, umilo chokma, chamaso, v'an yofer. But we weren't up to here, in this stage in history, appointing an abbezin, which is the king. So he wanted his own sons. So Hashem said, put your hand on him to make him the king. Moshe Rabbeinu says, I'm going to make him the king. I'm going to also put my other hand on him and make him the Abezid as well. That's why I gave him so much chachm. Abezid is a lot of chachm. Follow? This all explains the connection of Parshas Vayelech, this week's Parsha, to Parshas Pinchas. But now, I want to give you a number of other examples of this phrase of also the machshava lefonai as referring to an ideal state. We go back all the way to the first pasuk in the Torah. The first pasuk in the Torah. Creation's Bar Elohim, Eitzah Shamayim, Ve'es Ha'aretz. Says Rashi. First pasuk. Bar Elokim, lo nema bar Hashem, shebetchila olam b'machshava, libroso b'midas adin, rosh in olam eskayim, hiktim midas rachmim b'shitim esadin, as it says later on, yom asos, Hashem Elokim, eretz v'shamayim. Hashem changed his mind. Betchila, the beginning. How can I be? Inshallah, and Rashi says that's kfira. Hashem doesn't change his mind. No, not at all. You see, end of Rashi, somebody who was a heretic suggested Hashem changed his mind. Dora Mabel says, "Vayinochem Hashem ki also es Adam." So the minim. Rashi, a goy, a min apokaris, yes. Hashem see the future? Yeah. He says over here, he changed his mind. No, I didn't change his mind. That's what Rashi says. Mishalor writes as follows. He ties it in to a Gemara. In Mesechta Menachos, let me show it. Says Hashem, Hareini Scharo, show me the Scharo Bekiva. Amalo, go back. You know, imagine the movie theater. Go back. Look at a better view. Rosh Hashoklin Besaro Bemakulin. The Romans killed him, took his flesh and sold it in the meat market. Amalo, in front of Rebbe Shalom, Zu Torah, Zu Scharo. Amalo, Shtok. Kach, Olam Bemakshav Olafona. What does that mean? Same expression, right? Tchila al-Makshava, Ola Makshava, Ola Makshava. That's a Shalah Kodesh like this. Hashem created the world, Minas Adin, gracious. But then it says the world can't stand, so he had Minas Arachim. What's the chat? Change his mind? Chas v'shalom, it's heresy. The answer is, there's an ideal and there's a real. May I suggest, that's not what the Shalom says. Bitchila, what bitchila means? Lichatchila. Bitchila is lichatchila. Ideally. Ideally, midas adin. Sisul noir. The world can't exist. See, Adi Rachman says the Shalah, the world can't exist for most of us, almost all of us. But there's some tzaddikim, B'nai Aliyah, very, 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 very few, they can live in B'nai Sadin. That was my first Machshavah. That was the first Bereshis. Tchilim is Bereshis. The first concept of creation, B'nai Sadin. That's why Shtok Olam Machshava L'Fana, that's plan A, the ideal plan. The ideal plan Midas Adin, Rebbe Akiva gets punished. For the rest of the world, we can't handle it, ain't a Miskayim, we're treated by Midas Harachman. But that begs the question, why is it an ideal to Midas Adin? Sounds for us like it's not a good idea. The answer goes back to the Ramchal in Derech Hashem, the very beginning. He says, why did Hashem create the world? Pretty basic question, you know, would you agree? What's the purpose of creation? Says the Ramchal, very beginning. The purpose of creation is that Hashem, who is good, the ultimate good, can bestow his goodness upon others. So man is put into the world. The whole world is created for man. Man can make choices, good or bad. Man, in order to enjoy his ultimate reward, which is all my boy writes in Mesilas Yesharim, the first chapter, has to earn it, has to deserve it. Otherwise, what the latest from called Nama de Kisufa, the bread of shame that you don't deserve. No one wants a handout. No one's in the welfare line. You have to earn it. Earn this ultimate good, man was placed in this world with choices, good or bad. Obviously, in an ideal world of earning your way, you want to earn it on your own. That's Midas Adin. You judge by strict judgment, justice, and you pass anyway. That's the ultimate purpose of the world. That's bitchila, which means Lichatchila. Olam Machshava. Rosh Ein Olam Miskayim, Rashi says, the world won't survive. Can you imagine? I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings. If any of us in this room, the second we had the smallest sin, be struck down by lightning, it wouldn't last long. Ain't no sky. Hope I'm not insulting you, we're saying we couldn't survive. So plan B, if you will, not that Hashem changed his mind even from the beginning, but he wanted to create the world ideally, needed tzaddin, and then to tune it down by me introducing me to Zerachim as well. That's pshat. Kach also b'machshava l'fonai, to create the world in midas hadin. Rabbi Kiva was on that level, therefore he had strict justice. Therefore, he made one teeny weeny little mistake somewhere, he had this terrible, terrible punishment. And why is that the ideal? Why is that the ideal? This terrible punishment. Because that's way when it comes to. Comes to Olam Haba, it's a whole different story for Rabbi Akiva than for anybody else. We, if we sneak into Olam Haba somehow or other, we'll be with Hashem's rachamim. So we'll get, you know, a seat in the balcony somewhere. But Rabbi Akiva, because he was he, Midas Hadin, watch this. Amalach HaShadot Ne'akash Baruch Hu. Zu Torah v'zischara, same kash which Moshe asked, the Malachim asked. Mimsim Hashem, Mimsim Yod Hashem, Mimsim. Okay, what does that pasuk mean? David HaMelech, I'll show you the pasuk. Mimsim Yod Hashem, Mimsim Mechelet, Chelkam Bachayim, etc. What does Rashi say? Watch. Min ha-meisim b'yodcha mitasi ani baruch alios. I want to die in my bed. David almost died so many times in his lifetime. He was shot. There's things whizzing right past his head. He has to die in Hashem's, which he did. Then he died a natural death. Mimsim michelet b'yosim shemesim b'zikna. Halachalut, they got a little bit rusty. 70 years old. U'minat tzadikim asher chalgam b'chayim. Chalka b'chaim is the second part of the pasuk, right? Back to the Gemara. Omalehem, what did Hashem tell the angels? Chalka b'chaim. What does that mean? His chelek of Rabbi Kiva, in Olam Haba, is more than anybody else. Yotz v'baskal v'yomra, Hashrecha Rabbi Akiva, Shatam mezuman, l'chalam haba. What do you mean mezuman? Why did you call yourself l'chalam haba? Not the Rabbi Kiva. Look at Tosis. Taisves. No, tell us elsewhere. No, tell us elsewhere. Tell us this elsewhere. Give me a second. Watch this Taisves. Look at this. Look at this Taisves. Subhan Abba. Tema. Call yourself Shalom Abba, my kasha. Pesha Meir, Kol Echad Am Bezumen, below Din, who below Yisur. Rabbi says, if we get Shalom Abba, which Halavai should get there, be plenty of Din, plenty of Yisurim, because of all our mistakes. Rabbi Kiva, because he was judged with Midas Hadin, he was punished so horribly for some small thing that we can't even measure. He goes right to Shalom Abba, no judgment, no pain, straight in. At the end of the day, he gets more. That's what Hashem told the angels. On both sides. What was the world created? Let's discuss another 8 minutes. Discuss a little about Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. What was the world created? Anyone know? Yeah, what was the world created? Machlokas Tanayim. Very good. Which Tanayim? Who and who? Elazar, and who else? Rabbi Yeshua was Elazar says be Tishrei, Yeshua says be Nisan. Says Tosfos in Chav Zayin in Rosh Hashanah. Watch this. Keman Matzninan Zeh Hayom Tchilas Masecha, which we're going to all say weekend today. Today's Thursday. It's Rosh Hashanah. Who going to Rabbi Lezer? Tema Kank Rabbi Yeshua. Stira. For a time, both right. B'tishrei Ola b'machshav alibaros l'nivra nisim. What does this mean? What is Ola b'machshav story? Again, Tishrei is minas adin. Right? It's scales. That's the mazel. Tishrei din. So b'tchila b'reishis bar lokim was Tishrei. But Hashem saw the world won't last. He had minas harachmim. So when was it actually created? When? In Nisan. Because if you look in Chumash and Rashi in Parshas Bo, Pesach, Hashem on the Pesach, V'chamal, Rachman. Nisim is Rachman. Wow. As an aside, you find it by Erevin, Ola b'machshava liboros shnayim, Ola b'sol nir alecha. What's pshat over there? Here's my pshat. Hashem had to make a major operation with very, very deep anesthesia, tardema, to separate man from woman. I would have said it's much easier to create them separately. So Hashem created the lions and the tigers and the horses and the cows. So do us the same way. Plan A. Makshav to make them two. But it wasn't practical. Why not? If you look at the Ravid, the introduction to Bali HaNefesh, he says that has the kasha. Lo tov, eosan levado. I mean, lo tov. It'll be extinct. Lo tov. The Ravid explains lo tov to create man separately and woman separately. Because if we would be created that way, we'd be like tackle like the cows and the horses, mate in the fields, and the male disappears. No family unit. In order to achieve a family unit, it'll be created as one. As one. You follow me? Created as one. So we come out into this world. Well, so then later on they were separated, but they get back together as a family unit. I always say that's pshat in the Gemara. It says 40 days before the Vlad is born, the Baskol says what? Plonin. I always ask the question: for who's born? The boy or the girl? Ever think about that one? So here I become a very great egalitarian. And the Akot, not known for that. The gender is irrelevant. It depends who was born first. Based on the Ravid. The first man and woman, they were created mamish together, fused, and had to have a big operation. Plan B, because they had to be together, as the Ravid says in Bali Nefesh. Since then, they have to be conceived for one another. So whoever is conceived first, there has to be a baskol, this one, boy or girl, was made for that one. It'll be born later. That's my pshat. That's an aside. Okay? No. So we understand very well what's all about. Nisan is Rachamim. Tishrei is Din. Nisan is the actual creation. Tishrei is the plan for creation. Olam Machshava. There's another statement we say. Another statement that we say, Rabosai, aside from Zeh Hayom Tchilas Masecha, which we say once in Musaf, something we say in Shmoneh Esrei Chazaras Hashas three times. Hayom Haras Olam. How do you translate Haras? So Art Scroll says, birthday. I love Art Scroll to pieces. I really do. But I don't think that's a correct translation. What does Hirayon mean? Conception. Oh. Today is the conception of the world. B'tchila b'machshava is in Tishrei. The birth was in Nisan. Okay?
You can mean more.
Okay. I still use an Oscar Mach, so I'm saying make a little, small little tiny. We're not going to judge Oscar B'kachuta Asar and Midas Adin. They do too many favors for us. We have to... I always say, I had a case for both sides. A couple came to me I want to finish with one more thing about Yom Kippur. But a couple came to me and said, she comes to me and says, I caught my husband with pornography. I want a divorce. I have zero tolerance. I looked at her and I said, it's a good thing the Rabbanu Shalom doesn't have zero tolerance for you and me. I said, I was all of the machshav, zero tolerance. You do one sin, lightning. Kadosh Baruch Hu has some tolerance for our making mistakes. You should have some tolerance for your husband. You can do tshuva. Baruch Hashem v'kachava. Baruch Hashem. Still married. Baruch Hashem. Zero tolerance is nothing Hashem doesn't have towards us. We shouldn't have towards others either. No, there's zero tolerance. So finally, Yom Kippur. So we told Rosh Hashanah. Yom Kippur, in Musaf, the story of Rabbi Akiva is found. We saw it in the Gemara Menachos. The Gemara Brachos, you have the Maariv Yom Kippur too. There it says, the Malachim said, what? Zu Torah v'zu Schara? El Esko, the famous period of Tenu Vudya Malchus. What did Hashem respond? Quiet. If I hear one more word, I'll take the whole world back to what? Tohu v'vohu. What kind of response is that? It's Meiridik. Okay, so we just said, the Ramchal explains, the purpose of creation is to bestow good upon man, and the ideal iteration of that is Midas Adin, like Rabbi Akiva. You're going to tell me, you my angels, that I can't do this? So the purpose of creation is not there anymore. They had the highest purpose. Go back to Tov Avoh. In reality, the justice was carried out. Rabbi Akiva gets unbelievable, incomparable Olam Haba. You and I catch a break with Midas Arachamim. So we have both Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur in our davening, reflections of this concept of Bechila B'machshav. There's one thing which I don't have time to talk about now. If you remind me sometime in the future, I'm happy to do it, but I'd like to end on time. Back in this Gemara, it says that Rabbi Akiva was such a genius. So Moshe Rabbeinu asked him, you have such a genius, you give me the Torah through me? I'm alone. Shtok. Kach Ol B'machshav Lefanai. How does that fit in? We kept saying there's an ideal plan A and a real plan B. Wapsha. If you have an answer by Sunday, let me know. If you remind me, I'm going to tell you on Sunday. Now I don't have out of time. A carryover from this year, if you remind me, what the pshat is in that Gemara as well. And then we're going to start this question of second night of Sukkos. What do you do if it's raining? Big fight. Okay. Wish you all good Shabbos.